Jade and Damien.
Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get
together. Around 4 billion sets of eyes will be watching the Queen's funeral later today, our time, 8 p.m. our time. She was the longest ever ruling monarch. 70 years, amazing life, a life of service and dedication. I think that's what this is all about. People are reflecting on what an amazing job she did in her role as Queen, a job that she didn't want initially. It was thrust upon her. And all our eyes have glued to the UK. There's been hundreds of thousands of people that have flocked there to visit her. And we're crossing live to the UK right now to somebody who is amongst it all to find out what's going on.
Yeah, Sean Coleman, a Fix FM. Sean, what is the vibe there in the UK right now?
It's a reflective mood, I think it's fair to say, and actually quite a lot of anticipation. You know, it's been the strangest week that I've known, to be honest, possibly in my life in Britain, as you would imagine. And, you know, I was talking to somebody else not long ago, and they were saying, do you think maybe it's kind of moved on a little bit from the initial sadness around the initial time a week ago when we obviously were first kind of coming to terms with the death of the Queen? And I said that, you know, it kind of has, really. We've sort of moved away from that initial sadness and also shock. Obviously, you know, the Queen was of a certain age. That wasn't a huge surprise. But I think there was shock with sort of how quickly everything developed. But sort of since then, there has been this mood of, like, not sort of celebration, that would be the wrong word, but sort of everybody coming together and reflecting and sort of happy memories, really, of the monarch. And, you know, you've probably seen on your TV screens as well this business of the queue in London with everybody coming together to hopefully see the Queen lie in state. But it's not really, it's not all about getting to see the Queen and obviously to file past the coffin to pay your respects. Obviously, that's a big part of it. But there is this sense of the whole nation coming together, really, around this as an event now. And I think that sadness will come to the surface tomorrow or later today, your time, with obviously the main funeral and the main event, if you like, that all the world leaders are here and the world's press is gathered for. I think that sadness will kind of come back to the surface again when people kind of realise that this is goodbye.
It really is, and I think it's not just unifying everyone over at the UK. I feel like it's people all around the world. Is there a little bit of a sense of surprise at how far her reach has gone and, you know, how moved everyone is by the Queen and the life she led?
Definitely. I mean, look, you know, when you're in Britain, there's always this sense that, you know, like the Americans, for example, they love the royals and they'll jump on anything royal, and it's kind of like, you know, they sort of love the history of it and the pomp and the circumstance and all of that. But actually, I think what's really, you know, kind of taken a lot of people by surprise is the interest from elsewhere. Obviously, the Commonwealth, there's a lot more of an appreciation now of the Commonwealth. So, you know, your Prime Minister is obviously here at the moment for the funeral. We've had Prime Minister Justin Trudeau of Canada today, the lying in state, and obviously meeting the King, and he's been in Downing Street as well. Jacinda Ardern of New Zealand, of course, has been all over the morning news talk shows that happen here every Sunday on the BBC and elsewhere, and she's been very prominent. So there is, I think, a new appreciation that the Queen was the head of the Commonwealth.
Hey, just before we let you go, how about King Charles? How's he settling into the role? What's the vibe there?
Yeah, really interesting, actually. I think, you know, if there are any sort of doubts or questions about what kind of a monarch King Charles III will be, all of that is pretty much on hold, because you've got to remember King Charles is grieving the death of his mother in public, which is an extremely difficult thing to do, and also having to work at the same time. I mean, I'm mostly based in South Wales, and the King was here on Friday, yesterday, as it is here, and, you know, speaking Welsh in the Senate to the Welsh Parliament, because obviously because Fiori came the King, he was the Prince of Wales, a title which is now passed down to William. So William and Catherine are now the Prince and Princess of Wales. He's been working really, really hard and travelling all around the UK, and now, of course, back in London and meeting all the world leaders and the dignitaries. So he's been very, very busy from the word go. And, of course, that's the thing about the monarchy. There is no real sort of transition period. It's like one head of state passes and the next one takes over immediately. Any sort of questions really about the King, I think, are really for another day. Now it's all about the country getting behind him, supporting him, and allowing him to grieve as well, which is, I think, really important.
Absolutely.
Good on you, Sean. Look, we really appreciate your time this morning, our time, and quite late at night, your time. But eyes right across Australia and across the world will be glued to TV sets as this historical funeral unfolds later tonight, our time. Thank you for your time this morning.
Guys, happy to chat anytime.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
It has to be one of the most quintessential Australian items on your pantry shelf. I'm talking about this.
Happy little Vegemite.
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 I hate it. I'm not a fan. I've got to be honest with you.
Wash your mouth out with Vegemite.
I've been here 19 years, and I've heard it from so many people, and I've tried it on numerous occasions, and I really don't know what they... Maybe you just have to be Aussie.
Do you know what?
Like, maybe it's just one of those things that's...
Well, I don't know. All my kids love Vegemite on toast, on Vegemite sandwiches. They love it. Yeah. But maybe you're not having it right. Damien, I'm assuming you've just tried Vegemite on toast.
Yeah, but it's hard, it's such a distinctive sort of, you know...
Flavour.
Oh, it's hard. Yeah. It's really a horrible sort of thing.
It's delicious. I just don't think maybe you haven't had it right.
Oh, really?
Because there was a news story, I don't know if you guys saw it, on last Friday. They've actually brought out a range of new Vegemite. So Vegemite's had a facelift, and there's now all different bottles. And they've got written on them different things. So there's now...
I think I saw the Bardi Palmy.
Yeah, the Bardi Palmy. See, yeah. Ash Bardi.
Yeah.
She makes a Parmigiana with Vegemite in it.
Oh, jeez.
And then... but there's, you can get, like, spaghetti bolognese Vegemite. And my mother-in-law, Millie, Nikki Cook, she, when she came and made spag bol once, she put Vegemite in it. And I was like, what the heck? But it was delicious.
Oh. Okay. Look, Vegemite and spaghetti bolognese, you put it in there because it's going to get disguised. You won't even know it's there.
You know it's there.
You wouldn't know
it's
there.
I was inspired.
Ordinarily you'd be adding some salt to your spaghetti bolognese. In this case, you're going to add an entire cup of salt.
Well, there you go. So the
thing is, form of Vegemite.
But then it converts you. It actually makes you a Vegemite lover because if you can have spaghetti bolognese with Vegemite in it, you're eating Vegemite, Damien Lee, and you're enjoying it.
I don't know about that one.
I was inspired by this over the weekend, and we had on Sunday afternoon, I caught up with my extended family. We had a potluck, and everyone brings a different dish.
Yep.
And I went out on a limb. I went rogue. I was going to make Chinese salad and sausages, and I went, nope, stand aside.
Yep.
I'm going to make something inspired by Vegemite. Yeah. I'm going to be like Ash Barty and come up with my own signature dish.
Oh, right, okay.
And so I actually made a Vegemite cob loaf.
Oh.
Now, this cob loaf had in it sour cream cheese, grated cheese, Vegemite, and beer. Now, I got the recipe, and I was like... Wow. I'm going rogue here. This is either going to turn out well or it's going to be disgusting. It didn't even sound great to me, but I was dedicated to the Vegemite cause. I thought, I'm doing it. I'm doing it. And I did it. And then I actually took it out to the family. I'm like, I want you all to taste this and I want your honest opinion. And look, they're my family. They're nothing if not honest. And I said, tell me what you think. Tell me what you think of this cob loaf. Okay, and here's what the result was.
What are you thinking? Cheesy.
Yeah, there's a lot of cheese.
It's cheesy and delicious.
As the token non-Australian. Right, do you like Vegemite?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, this will be interesting.
This is really, really good.
It's not too bad. Do you want to give it a taste test?
You tell me what you think. You've got a little bit of hair in with that one.
Pretty good?
Yeah.
Really? Surprisingly good?
Yeah.
Would you be surprised to know that it's got Vegemite and beer in it?
Beer?
Oh, I know.
Well.
It's a Vegemite cob loaf.
I'm stunned and I'm going back for more.
Ooh, good job, Jay.
It was unanimous. Everyone who tried it loved it.
Yeah, they loved the cheese.
No, you could taste the Vegemite. I think you just haven't given Vegemite a chance.
No, a lot of people there were going, oh, it's cheesy. I heard someone go cheesy.
Yeah.
So what you've done is you've got as much cheese as you could possibly put into that cob loaf to disguise the disgusting underbelly of Vegemite.
No, well, it actually, as per the recipe, once you've cooked it, you had to glaze it on top with the Vegemite butter mix. It was very Vegemite-y. I just think, Damien, you haven't given Vegemite a chance.
What?
I mean, just put it on a toast. I mean, that's the old school method, and look, that's great. But a lot of people have gotten creative with Vegemite, and I actually have discovered... Over the weekend, there's a lot more ways that you can use Vegemite. I really feel like
I'm not convinced yet. Like I say, I've been in the country a long time. I've been there. You know, I've experienced it. You know,
look,
I just it's like cheese for me. It's just You know, I get that people like it, but it's just not my cup of tea. Okay. It's just not very nice.
I just think, I'm not admitting defeat.
No.
I just think you haven't tried it right yet. You just haven't explored it enough. So any Australians that are listening, you know, the happy little Vegemites of the Illawarra, how do you use your Vegemite? Is there a way that you incorporate Vegemite into your diet?
Yeah, so it's got to be like a secret ingredient in what dish we want to hear about it this morning.
Please call us now.
So when you're feeling a little bit blocked up, have some Vegemite. It'll clear you out.
Let's convince Damien. How do you use Vegemite? Like, what recipe do you put it in and how good is it?
All right. 427-51965. Hit us up. How do you use Vegemite as your kind of your secret little ingredient in one of your signature dishes?
I'm going to convert you, Damien.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
I don't think so, Jed.
We'll get to your calls next.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Because we're chatting about an institution.
Yes, we are. Yes, we do. We love Vegemite.
I've never understood the appeal. I've tried it and I just don't like it.
Okay, so over the weekend I was inspired by the new Vegemite range. They're you know, bringing out this new range. We're showing you how you can add Vegemite to things. And so I made a Vegemite cob loaf at a family gathering. And can I just say, it was a hit. It was an absolute hit. And then the whole time I've been talking about Vegemite, you're like, I don't like it.
You know why you know why your cob loaf was a hit? Because you also put lots of beer in it. You got them drunk. So they convinced themselves. Because I know whenever I'm drunk, I like anything.
You'll eat anything. It was a cob kebab.
Yeah, I mean, it really doesn't matter. So I think you're fooling yourself here
One. And I think that you just haven't tried Vegemite. You know, you haven't explored Vegemite. It doesn't just have to go on toast. So I've enlisted the help of the Illawarra and asked you, how can you use Vegemite? Jess has given us the call. Tell us about your Vegemite recipe. Inspire us.
Okay,
Steak?
So you actually put it on your steak, yeah.
Okay, so is this like, do you marinate it on your steak and then you cook it, or do you cook it and then just whack some...
Definitely. No, put it on the top side, put that in the pan, and then put it on the other side with salt and pepper.
More salt? Oh, my goodness me. My veins are already screaming out.
The arteries are clogging.
And then if you're having like a treat yourself day, add some butter. It's amazing.
Do you know what? I really want to try this. Oh. It's making my mouth water.
I love the idea of a steak. I've got to be honest with you. All the rest, I'm not sure about, Jess. I'm not sure. Jess, I'm not convinced.
The veggie steak sounds delicious to me.
I think this is a veggie mistake, to be honest.
Good on you, Jess. Thanks for the call.
You try it.
Exactly right.
Okay, let's go to Tara at Barrack Heights. Convince Damien Vegemite is good. What dish, what recipe do you use it in?
I use it on a baked chook. So if you're making your baked chook, get your Vegemite and lace it all over your chicken and marinate it and then bake it. It turns out like your barbecue chook from Woolies.
That's a big call.
That is a massive call. I mean, I'd like to see that. I'd like to see.
You have to give it a go.
But I mean, okay. So, what do you do then? So, when you're eating it, you take the layer of Vegemite off it. You just get into the good part, the chicken part. Yeah.
No, you've got to eat the Vegemite that's marinated and cooked on top with all the skin and all the goodness of the chicken.
Yep.
You got to give it a go. It's all in there.
You're selling it to me. I'm convinced. I'm converted. Damien?
Ruining a good chicken.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
Jade's Celebrity Buzz.
Cardi B has been sentenced for her involvement in a fight which broke out at a strip club in August 2018.
Is that her?
Yep.
That Cardi B.
Yeah, well, she lived up to that song. The fight is said to have broken out when Cardi encountered a woman at the club who she claimed was having an affair with her husband, Offset.
Oh.
So this woman was bartending at Angels with her sister, and Cardi B thought, well, I'm not going to have it, so started throwing champagne bottles at her.
Whoa.
Among other things.
No, you can't be doing that.
Yeah, you cannot be doing that. And so she was charged with assault and has just taken a plea deal. She'll do 15 days.
15 days?
Of community service.
Oh, come on.
I know. So
She was throwing champagne bottles at someone.
Yeah, two people, the girl and her sister. I don't know if any of them connected. And look, I don't know why you'd waste good champagne. But
that's just showing off when you're you know, you're throwing champagne bottles.
Oh, no, that's
you're
right.
Like, I've got so much money. If I'm going to fight with you, it's with a champagne bottle.
Was it Passion Pop or was it Maui? That's what I want to know.
I reckon it was Maui.
An unprecedented gathering of the world's elite is taking place at Buckingham Palace in the wake of the Queen's death. Now, King Charles is, as we speak, hosting a who's who of the top politicians, royalty and diplomats ahead of his mother's funeral. I mean, President Joe Biden, French President Emmanuel Macron, joined by Anthony Albanese, Jacinda Ardern and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. So they're an exclusive event right now, the likes of which have never been seen before. All these people have never been in one room together at the same time. And many of these world leaders have also visited the Queen, who is lying in state, most of them skipping the lengthy queues because people have been lining up, some people for like 24 hours to see the Queen. But if you're a bit of a celebrity or a VIP, you get to cut the queue.
What, like Tracy Grimshaw?
Yeah, like Tracy. Well, I don't know how she got to cut the queue, but she did. And she came out all teary and everyone's like, hang on a minute. You should have waited in line with everyone else. You're not even working for the media anymore. Didn't you just hang up your microphone at a current affair?
Yep.
You know, there was one person who did wait in line with everyone else, and that was David Beckham. He was in line for 12 hours, so he was just hanging out with the people.
Soccer star.
In his peak of blinder, just, you know, because one of the people is like, well, why should I, you know, do the fast track? I should be with the people and wait like everyone else.
We've been lucky as a nation to have someone that has led us the way Her Majesty has led us for the amount of time, with kindness, with caring, and always reassurance. I think that's the one thing that we all felt safe. Her Majesty was someone special and will be missed, not just by everyone in our country, but everyone around the world.
Oh, look, and you know what? He's not wrong. Even President Joe Biden came out and said she was like, it felt like she was my mother, the way she'd lean in and kind of pat you back. And then also you had this sense of like, you got to do the right thing or you're going to get in trouble off the Queen.
Yeah.
And he's saying, you know, we were all really lucky to have her and we're better for it. Alice, we actually had a chat with her a little earlier this morning. She's in the thick of it, lives in London, and we gave her a bell because we wanted to see what the feeling was like over there at the moment.
It's been sort of, I'd say it's quite a somber and serious mood in town, and there's a lot of police around, obviously, in order to sort of make preparations for the funeral, and obviously, as Nick said, all the heads of state arriving as well. So it's sort of, it's somber, but then I think there's a lot of, like, camaraderie amongst people who are queuing to go and see the Queen as well.
Yeah, and I think that's definitely the sense that we're all feeling
vibe,
as well. Yes, and the royal funeral, of course, will be held at Westminster Abbey. Begins 8 p.m. tonight, our time, and there's been estimated 4 billion people watching the event.
Wow.
It's going
massive.
To be huge.
Yep.
There we go. That is your celebrity buzz.
The Illawarra Wakes Up with Jade and Damien on 96.5 Wave FM.
A good old hypo, putting Jade and Damien under the pump this morning. Bunch of hypothetical questions. We'll see how you go.
Yep, we're ready. Let's
ready
do it.
Totally right. Ready.
Here we go. Now, this one probably plays more towards Damien, but
okay.
Be mindful of your answer and think of your good husband, Milko, with this one,
okay.
Jade. Okay?
Okay. Good to.
Would you rather be bald, absolutely bald for the rest of your life? The only other option would be you need to sport a massive mullet.
This is a hard one, isn't it?
Yeah. So what, a bald or a mullet? Is that what we're going with?
And that's it for the rest of your days.
Well, look, I just don't know that the world needs another mullet.
There's too many as it is.
I think we have our fill right now. So the quota has been met. Yeah. So I'm going to go bald.
You're bald? I reckon Milko would probably go the mullet.
Yeah?
Being a bit of a farm boy, mullets are the thing. Mullet, he already wears like, you know, splanos and like Akubras. So I really feel like, and plus he's out in the sun a lot. Yeah. A mullet's better for some protection.
Oh, for your back, your neck, and things like that.
That's
okay.
Right. Yeah.
He does like the Peaky Blinder cap, though. That with a mullet could be a thing.
It could be. I reckon it probably is already.
All right.
Which sport would you choose if you could be a professional athlete? You could choose any sport. Professional athlete.
I'm going to golf or tennis purely because I'm going golf. There's a lot of money in golf and you don't have to exert yourself too much. It's a walking game.
It is a walking game.
It's my kind of game.
I mean, yeah.
I'm not a runner.
They do nothing, no,
they don't do much. And someone else carries your tools for you.
Yeah, come on.
It's a lazy person's
golf. The 19th hole goes okay.
The 19th hole. What's that?
That's the bar.
Oh, yeah, gosh. Yeah. I like it even better. Where do I sign up?
I think I'd be a professional darts player.
Oh, man.
You can play darts and eat hot dogs at the same
time.
And
drink beer. You're on the 19th hole the whole time.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is a win-win. You can drink on the job.
You can. And you don't have to be fit at all. Have you seen the darts players?
No, there's not a prerequisite at all.
All right, now that I've warmed you up, here's one for you.
Okay.
Every day for the rest of your life.
Yes.
12 new things will arrive at your house, all of which begin with a letter you choose. So you can get 12 presents, essentially, every day for the rest of your life, delivered by a courier to your door.
Yeah.
All right? But they all have to begin with one letter. Which letter are you going to choose?
I'm going to pick C.
Oh, that was
C.
Quick.
Why are you going
Champagne.
C?
Oh, but not just champagne, right? Because cash, cars, like there's all big ticket items that begin with the letter C. Yeah.
There is actually. That was pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
Pretty
I'll take choice. That. I don't want the cats though, so I'll put that on the next door neighbour's front porch.
Yeah, yeah.
That turns up. But yeah, C's my letter. I'll be happy with C.
P for potato. Okay. So it's because you can survive on potatoes. Yeah. And P also gets you presents.
Yeah.
You get you Porsches.
Yeah. Porsches? Oh, Porsches, yeah.
Porsches. I don't know what else you can get for P.
I do.
You're right.
But it's R-rated, not G-rated.
What was it?
It starts with P. R-rated, not G-rated.
Oh.
It's something people like to watch in the private of their own home. Well, it's the P word.
Well, I suppose, yeah, I mean, you get that in post as well. There you go.
Yeah, okay,
I like it.
There we go. That is the hypo on a Monday morning. Feel free to, if you get stuck for conversation in the kitchen today at work,
you know what to do.
Roll
can't
out
wait
a couple
to go
of
home and have some champagne on my front porch.
I can't wait to go home, watch some TV.
And eat some potatoes.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. You make me lose my mind. Jade and Damien. Listen live weekdays from 5 a.m. on iHeartRadio and 96.5 Wave FM. When we get together.